G'day, welcome to Partakers and our series, Looking at Ruth.
Then we have the wholeness of her obedience. And just how did Ruth's obedience come to have such a tremendous impact on those around her? It all started with a personal commitment, a permanent decision that brought her peace and provided her with direction for all that time that followed. On the border of Moab, Ruth had told Naomi of her commitment. As we read earlier, Ruth's commitment was absolute. It was whole and entire. And rather than constraining her, this new commitment gave her new purpose and opportunity to develop her character. And when they arrived in Bethlehem, Ruth volunteered to pick up the leftover grain. When she returned to Naomi, Ruth shared her grain with Naomi and told her about her day. Then it was Naomi who sensed God's direction and gave Ruth detailed instructions as to how to approach Boaz, which Ruth obeyed perfectly. And in Ruth 4 verse 17, this indicates that after Ruth's future and family were secure, Naomi was included in the household redeemed by Boaz. For when the neighbors noticed how much she cared for Obed, they said, Naomi has a son. Truly the deepest love, trust and respect were at the center of Ruth's and Naomi's relationship, bringing both of them a mutual fulfillment. And as Ruth obeyed Naomi, so she obeyed Boaz, both at their first meeting and later at the threshing floor. She won both the admiration of Naomi and Boaz as much by the quickness of her unquestioning responses as by her completeness in carrying out commands. Ruth won respect because she offered her respect in the form of obedience. Her obedience was total and complete, not through coercion, but through love, adoration.
Thanks for joining us on Partakers. Come back every day to www.partakers.co.uk, where we have something to help you as a Christian in the 21st century. See you later.